Great to be able to be with you and to share with you. I'm excited about the readings that we had and all the things we're doing at this service. It is just awesome to see God moving. Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let me read the text to you. In the gospel reading, Jesus said, "I will ask the Father and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives in you and will be in you." Now, I'd like to start off with a question for you guys to think about. And in your past week, so think about all the events that you had, all the things that you did in this past week. Was your faith, were you influenced by your faith in Jesus Christ in the decisions that you made? How did your faith in Christ direct your actions? The reason why I ask that question is because Jesus promised believers another helper. In our text, the Holy Spirit would come and live inside us. This is the same Spirit, exact same Spirit, that led Jesus Christ, that kept Him in close communion with His Heavenly Father for the whole time of His ministry here. Now, behind this is Jesus is opening up to us, by means of this amazing promise, a way for us to be intimately connected with God. The Spirit lives in the unity of the Father and the Son. And Jesus wants us to enjoy that exact same unity, that exact same love. Most people own a Bible. Most everybody does, especially in our country. Most people in our community own a Bible. Most people actually know some of the verses that are in that Bible. But at the same time, it is true that most everybody really doesn't have a real good idea as to how to integrate biblical principles to form meaningful responses to the problems and the opportunities that we have in life. In other words, God wants to influence your thoughts. He wants to influence the choices that you make. What a guy considers good, bad. What a person considers evil, righteous. You know, what you would think is, the driving force behind everything you do, all your emotions, all your thoughts, the decisions that you make, what you execute, all that is driven by what you think. It's driven by your view of things, by how you look at things in the world. That's just how it is. And God wants to come in and influence that. I saw an example that I'd like to share with you. Is that, let's say you believe, or a person believes, or I believe, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That in itself is a secular relative truth. However, if we were to believe that beauty is according to God, purity and creativity, that's an absolute truth. We could look at anything if we had the former opinion, and no matter how vulgar it is, we would call it art. How we think and how we look at things really affects us. And a lot of people, I think I do the same thing too, is when you're in a certain situation, you think a different way. Like, for example, if I'm with my wife, or if you're out on a date or something like that, you're going to think one way. And if you're in your workplace, you're going to think another way. You're going to have a different way of looking at things, a different reaction to things. If you're a student and you're taking a test or studying for a test, you might have another way of looking at things. You know, everything we do is kind of shaped like that. And sanctification is amazing. Justification is all God's work. Absolutely 100%. You don't do any of that with Nathan. That was just God's gift. Received him into the body of Christ. But in sanctification, our walk with God, the Holy Spirit living inside of us, that is an amazing and a beautiful and a mysterious collaboration between us and God. He is working inside us. He is transforming us. He is bringing the Word into our lives. Jesus shared a story after His famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He ended that like this. He said, there's two guys. He said these two guys went out, one of them built on the rock, the other one built on the sand. And then he said what happens is the winds blew and the storms blew and they beat against this guy's house. And he said the guy that was built on the foundation, he said his house stood. And he said the guy that built on the sand, he said nothing was left. It collapsed. It was gone. And then Jesus, after telling the story, says, here's the point. He said, you know, you can either build your life on what people say, on popular opinion, on what you think is right, or you can build your life on God's promises and His truth. You know, you can build your life on that, and if you do, that's going to be a rock that's going to help you stand and not collapse. Because difficult times happen. One of our dear members lost his dad this week. I mean, difficult things happen. It's sad. You know, and our world goes through difficult times. It's not always that easy for us. And wind is going to blow. And that story Jesus shared, he was talking about the wind blowing against the house. That's us. It's beating against us. Did you know also that the Holy Spirit's called wind? In the Old Testament word for the Holy Spirit actually is literally wind. It's actually what it means. In the New Testament, completely different word, different language, it actually literally means wind. You see, it blows us in a different direction. The things in this world are going to blow you. You can have winds that are going to try to blow you down with financial struggles. That's reality. You know, there's relational struggles. It's not a marriage on earth that doesn't go through rocky times. It happens. Happens to everybody. It's hard. Relationships are hard. You're going to have times that you're going to struggle. In school, in everything we do, in work, we're going to have struggle. We're going to have challenges. That's the reality. Now, the good news is that God wants to come in and speak to you and give you peace in those challenges. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus Christ is talking about. He's saying, this is my gift to you. I'm coming to dwell inside of you so you can have direction and peace. How do we get that? Like Jesus said, by the Word of God. By the sacraments, we gather around the Lord's table. A baptism is a great example. God spoke a wonderful gift, a wonderful blessing. I have friends that listen to Christian radio. That's just an awesome thing. It fills your mind with good things. See, the battle is in your mind. That's where it is. And those thoughts, God wants to give a direction with His gentle breezes and give you a direction and purpose that's different than what the world is going to do. So receive that. Let God work in your heart that way. Last Sunday had a verse. It was Isaiah 41:10. It goes like this. This would be an example of how the Holy Spirit would show us the love of God. It says, don't worry. Because I am with you, says God. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong. I will help you. I will support you. We do not see life like that. Jesus said the world doesn't understand the Holy Spirit, doesn't receive Him. They don't understand. God speaks a different idea and a hope to you and to me. It is just a marvelous and absolutely amazing gift. But we must learn the truth. It is not automatic. We don't have this written on our hearts. Our hearts are darkened with sin. And God says, get this in you. Let my words speak to you. Let it encourage you. Let it be your hope. In other words, God wants to influence the way that we think. And His plans are good. His plans are a blessing. You know, not everything that happens in this world is good, but God is good. And His plans for you are good. That is our hope. It's a wonderful, you know, God just has, He speaks to you, He wants to encourage you, He wants to help you. And there was a story that Jesus shared that happened between Him and His disciples. And He was ministering Galilee. They went across the Galilee and they went to the other side of the lake to an area where they had not been before. And it's called the Gerasenes. And when He got off the boat, there was this guy that came running up to them. He was just crazy out of his mind. He was naked and out of his mind. Now, if I saw somebody that was naked and out of his mind, has that ever happened to I hope that has not happened to you. But, I mean, the first thing I would do is like, dude, you need to put some clothes on. And then maybe we need to get a straitjacket or something. And you know, in the story, that's exactly what they did. And it didn't work. See, we go for the externals. We don't realize, but God goes for the heart. And he speaks to you in the condition where you're at. Jesus went up to this person and he said, what's your name? Who are you? What's your identity? How are you thinking? What's going on inside? And he talked to him, and he ministered to him, and he took time to relate to him on a level that changed him from the inside out. This is what the Holy Spirit does. This is his work. He's called the Comforter. In our translations, the Advocate. The advocate is probably, it's hard to translate this word. The Greek word is paraclete. We don't even know, it's hard for us to describe what that word means. It's difficult for us to translate. He is the one that encourages us. He is the one that consoles us. He is the one that mediates for us. You know, I had to change my sermon yesterday. Had thoughts and ideas of how I wanted to end it, but my dear son, Tim, who's on an architectural study tour over in, they went to Italy, and then they went to Spain. I think they're in Spain now, and then France, and then, so they're out and about, Greece. Anyway, my son, earlier in the week, had lost his cell phone. Do you have a teenager? Young adult? You lose your cell phone, it's the end of the world. I mean, it really is. It just, everything stops. And so he had lost his cell phone, and he just really didn't know absolutely what he was going to do. And so we were chatting with him on Facebook yesterday in the morning on Saturday, and he said, I found my phone. And he had found it, and so we said, praise the Lord, we're so glad that you found your phone. And then he wrote back immediately, and he said, that's only part of the story. So he said, do tell. And here's what happened. He said when he lost his phone, he was angry, really angry. And then what he did after that is they were out going by a cathedral. He went into the cathedral. And in the cathedral, they had a special place in there for prayer. So he went in and he knelt down for prayer. And he's not Roman Catholic, but he had bought a rosary beads at when they were in Rome, and so he had these rosary beads, and he sat down and he prayed, and he counted out the rosary beads. He didn't do what the Roman Catholics did, but for all of his stresses on each bead, he prayed for the things that was bothering him. And he said he just felt better. He didn't worry about the phone anymore. He just felt peace. See, this was the Holy Spirit leading him. And then the Spirit gave him the idea to ask his friends, because his phone was unlocked, to text if they have, or contact him if they have the phone. This is Europe. How many millions of people are around? And he said, I'll give you a $50 euro reward if I get the phone back. Guess what? Somebody contacted one of the students. And so they got in touch with him. Tim took a boat ride to the other island where the couple was staying. It was a couple from South Africa on vacation who had found the phone. They didn't even want the euro's reward. They just gave him the phone back. Friends, God is working in your life. God is leading you. He's guiding you. How we need to just to stop and just reflect on that and think about that. That is his gift to you. That is what he's doing. And he is watching over you. And I realize there are dark times, there are difficult times. But let us just stop and think. Let us just reflect on what God is doing and his commitment to you. And even in the dark times, let's have faith and patience that God is good and he knows and he's understanding. And he is faithful. That's who he is, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.